Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most useful assets in drum and bass production, an immense style DJ intro with modern punch and vintage soul, all inside Ableton Live 12. This is not just about throwing an amen break at the front of a track, we're designing something that works like a real DJ tool. It needs to give a mixer 16, 32, or even 64 bars of usable space, while still sounding like a finished piece of music. That balance is the whole game. Too bare, and it feels unfinished. Too busy, and it stops being mix-friendly. So our goal is soulful, gritty, and alive, but also tight, controlled, and ready for a club system. Here's the mindset to keep in front of you. In DNB, the intro has to do three jobs at once. It has to create space for blending, establish the rhythmic identity, and tease the energy of the drop without giving everything away too early. That means phrasing matters. Groove matters. Low-end discipline matters, and the way you automate movement across the intro matters just as much as the sounds themselves. Let's start by planning the arrangement like a DJ would hear it. Open arrangement view and map out the intro in clear phrase blocks. A great starting point is 16 or 32 bars. For example, you might think of the first 8 bars as restrained atmosphere and break fragments, the next 8 as a fuller amen variation with snare reinforcement and a bass tease, then the second half as a build into the drop with more ghost notes, more tension, and a stronger transition. If you're making a longer DJ intro, the first phrase should stay a little open so another track can sit on top of it cleanly. Use locators right away. Name them clearly, like intro A, amen build, pre-drop, and drop-in. That sounds basic, but it's a huge workflow advantage. It keeps you from getting lost in the loop and forces you to think in phrases instead of random clip edits. That phrasing is what makes a DNB intro feel intentional. Now let's build the amen foundation. Drag an amen break into simpler on a MIDI track and switch it into slice mode. This gives you the power to recompose the break from individual hits instead of just looping it straight. That's where the magic starts. The amen has character because it's asymmetrical, so don't iron out all its personality with perfect quantization. Use a warp mode that keeps the source stable, then set up the slices with moderate sensitivity and clean up any stray points manually. Keep the fades short to avoid clicks. At this stage, the goal is not perfection. The goal is control. Now play the break like a performance. Put the kicklet pickup at the start of the phrase. Keep the snare identity strong on the backbeat, and add ghost notes and tiny drag edits where they help the groove breathe. Leave some of the slice triggers slightly late, especially on hats or little snare embellishments. Even 5 to 15 milliseconds can create that loose, human feel without making the loop sloppy. That's the sweet spot. The main backbeat stays locked, but the rest of the break has a little swagger. A really smart advanced move here is to duplicate the break to a second track and use that for fills and end of phrase edits only. One track becomes your main groove, the other becomes your punctuation track. That keeps your arrangement fast and lets you build variety without constantly re-editing the core loop. Next, we reinforce the break for modern translation. A raw amen is iconic, but on a big system, a little support goes a long way. Add a clean kick layer, a tight snare layer, maybe some top percussion or a rim detail underneath the break. The trick is to support the break, not replace it. You want the vintage soul of the sample to stay intact, while the modern layer gives it punch and clarity. Ableton's dock devices are perfect for this. Drum bus can add controlled energy, saturator can give you harmonics and body, and EQ8 helps you carve out space, so the layers don't fight each other. A little drum bus drive can go a long way. Keep the crunch subtle unless you want a rougher tone. And if you use boom, use it carefully. In this style, the low end should feel disciplined, not oversized. For the snare layer, high pass it aggressively so you're mostly adding attack and body, not mod. For the kick layer, keep it sharp but don't overbuild the sub if the intro needs to stay DJ friendly. And if the break feels too spiky or uncontrolled, put a light glue compressor on the break bus. Just a little gain reduction can make the whole loop feel cohesive without flattening the swing. Now let's talk groove, because this is where the intro stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a record. Open the groove pool and audition some swing sources that fit jungle and DNB phrasing. The key here is restraint. You do not want heavy swing everywhere. That usually makes the intro feel awkward or drunken. Instead, apply groove selectively. Let the ghost notes, hats, and embellishments breathe a bit more than the main backbeat. Keep the kick and primary snare steadier. In Live 12, you can apply groove directly to the MIDI clip that's triggering the amen slices. Start with a light amount, maybe somewhere in the 10 to 35% range, and adjust from there. If you want a more natural build, Try two versions of the same clip, one tighter for the first 8 bars, one slightly looser for the second 8 bars. That subtle shift can make the intro feel like it's waking up and gaining urgency as it goes. A great rule of thumb, the intro should feel human, but it should never feel uncertain. The groove creates the soul. The timing discipline keeps it powerful. Now for the bass tease. This is important. Do not fully reveal the main bass line yet. The intro should hint at the track's low-end identity, not expose the whole thing. Use operator or wavetable and keep it minimal. One or two notes per phrase is often enough. Think short, controlled, mono, and restrained. If you're using operator, a sine or triangle wave is a solid starting point for pure sub-body. Keep the envelope short, with a quick attack and a short decay. If you're using wavetable, stay simple there too. Keep the movement minimal and the unison off or very low. The point is not to impress yet. The point is to suggest. A good bass tease might hit the root note at the start of a phrase, then answer with a fifth, octave, or pickup note before the next section. Let it decay quickly. A smart intro bass often carries only 30 to 40% of the energy of the full drop bass. That restraint is what makes the drop feel bigger when it finally lands. Also, keep it mono. Use utility and check it regularly. In D&B, the sub has to be dead stable. Now we add atmosphere and motion without cluttering the groove. This is where the intro gets cinematic, but still stays clear. Use hybrid reverb for dark space, echo for tempo-synced repeats, auto filter for tonal movement, and reverb sparingly for throws at the end of phrases. You can also use a subtle noise bed or vinyl-style texture under the first few bars, but keep it filtered and quiet. It should glue the intro together, not compete with the drums. One of the most effective moves is to automate the break bus filter. Start the intro slightly muted, then gradually open it over the first 16 bars. That gives you a sense of lift without needing to add a bunch of extra layers. You can also automate small changes on drum bus or saturator at phrase endings so the intro feels like it's evolving. Be careful with reverb. A lot of producers drown amen breaks in space because it sounds cool in solo. But in context, that can wash out the groove fast. Use short throws and selective effects instead of constant ambience. The intro should feel alive, not foggy. Now shape the phrase endings. In D&B, the last one or two bars before the drop are everything. They are the cue point for the DJ and the emotional setup for the listener. So don't waste them. Add a small drum fill, a reversed break hit, a snare drag, or a short stop at the end of a phrase. You can also use a reverse cymbal or a short reverb throw on a snare hit to signal the transition. A really effective trick is to thin the drums just before the drop. Even a brief reduction in density can make the next downbeat hit harder than adding more and more elements. Sometimes the smartest thing you can do is remove sound right before the release. Think about the final two bars as a handshake with the mixer. The phrasing should be obvious, the energy should be clear, and the transition should feel intentional. If you're building a DJ tool, this is where you prove it. Now we mix the intro like a pro. Check the sub in mono. Keep it under control. High-pass your atmospheres and effects so they don't cloud the kick and snare. Cut any boxiness in the 200 to 500 Hz area if the break starts sounding thick in a bad way. If the snare gets brittle, tame the top end a little around 6 to 10 kHz. And don't smash the intro into a limiter just to make it loud. Leave headroom. Save the big push for the drop. Do a mono check on the whole intro, especially the bass tease. If the break loses too much character in mono, the stereo widening is probably coming from elements that should stay centered. In this style, the soul lives in the mids, the punch lives in the transients, and the sub needs to stay locked in place. A few pro-level mindset notes before you move on. Think in DJ readability first. Your intro can be clever, but if the downbeat and phrase structure aren't clear, it won't work in a mix. Use contrast as your main energy tool. If the break is dense, keep the support sparse. If the break is stripped back, let the FX or bass hint do more of the work, and don't overcorrect the amen. Its charm comes from asymmetry. Fix only what hurts the pocket. Leave the rough edges that give it identity. If the groove feels stiff, resample early. A quick bounce to audio can capture tiny human accidents that MIDI editing tends to smooth away. Then you can recut or warp the resample and get a more organic result. That's often how you get from programmed break to real record energy. Here's a powerful validation idea. Make two lanes of the intro. One is the clean mix version, with fewer hits and more space. The other is the performance version, with extra fills and more break edits. Swap between them every 8 bars. That creates movement without needing to redesign the whole part. You can also build a call and response between the break and the bass tease. Let the break answer with a tiny edit, then let the bass or atmosphere answer back on the next bar. That keeps the intro conversational, which is exactly what makes it feel musical instead of mechanical. And if you want a darker, heavier flavor, try a few extra moves. Duplicate the amen bus and blend a dirtier parallel copy underneath. Add a subtle downward pitch sweep on the final fill, or emphasize more snare body around 180 to 250 Hz if the track wants a grittier edge. You can even create a fake drop by thinning the drums and exposing a bass pulse for a moment, then slamming back into the groove. That kind of tension works incredibly well in a DJ intro. For your practice work, try making two versions of the same 16-bar intro.